This is Tim Hamrich with California Ag Today. Indoor agriculture has certainly gained in momentum over the past decade as technology has improved and some of the costs of production have declined. Still, it can be a costly endeavor, and like any young industry, there have been companies unable to make the numbers work. Jim Pantaleo is an indoor vertical farming advisor and writer based in Orange County.
You know, when you look at the major costs of indoor farming, there's three of them that will jump right out at you. Number one is your building costs. Number two are your labor costs. And number three are your energy costs.
As indoor farms try to manage these costs to provide year-round, local, fresh produce, some help may be on the way from funds allocated in last year's Farm Bill. Here's Jim Pantaleo again.
In the 2018 Farm Bill, there's four, five, six areas that are targeted specifically for what they're calling controlled environment agriculture, urban farming. At the moment, Tim, there's about $50 million from the 2018 Farm Bill allotted towards those, the definition of CEA and urban farming.
Jim notes the loss of arable farmland, the disconnect from producer to consumer, and the changing climate as just a few of the reasons indoor agriculture is important. He's not alone, as entrepreneurs, investors, universities, and governments all show interest in these growing methods as part of the future of agriculture. With your California Ag Today report, I'm Tim Hamrich. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.